Are we not doing the Dennis?
I forgot.
No, it's too late. I don't want to do it anymore. You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is 38 degrees on a football Friday here in the break room on CMF. It's okay. It's okay.
All right.
Because it's going to get up into the low 60s.
We got a nice weekend coming up.
Beautiful weekend. High of 66 tomorrow. Sunny. High of 69. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny on Sunday. Your Bills game forecast does not get better.
Oh, it's
for the
perfect.
Middle of October.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you want for a fall football
mm-hmm.
game. We have a football Friday today as we get ready for the Bills-Titans 1 o'clock live Sunday here on CMF. If you want to watch the game.
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, you can do it with one really cool itty-bitty man.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Tommy Mulay is going to be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Delicious food, fantastic drinks,
oh.
An annoying old man.
Good bless, times.
Bless you, Kimmy. All that and more. The Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai on Sunday for Bills Titans with your friends from CMF. We have to start the show today with a big congratulations to some friends of ours.
What's going on?
Well, Scott and Sandy down the hall, you know, they're a Rochester radio institution.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Take notes. They are celebrating their 25th anniversary together this year.
I think they're the longest running morning show, right? That stayed together.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That never changed.
Which is pretty remarkable considering like the names that have been in this town together. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, for those, just to give you a little behind the scenes, mm-hmm. it's really hard to keep a show together.
Yes.
You know, yeah. You've blown it twice.
Yes. Well, think of the show I walked in here with. There was 9 people on that show.
Are you sure all of them actually worked here, though?
I know they're all dead. They all passed away,
like just,
tragically.
Again, to illustrate the remarkable feat that Scott and Sandy have accomplished, right? And the reason we bring it up, they are broadcasting live from Jiva Theater this morning.
Look at
right?
that.
Like, it's a big, like, hey,
fancy.
If you want to, yeah, go meet Scott and Sandy, yeah. watch them do the show. Cool event. Really happy mm-hmm. for them. Congratulations. But, like, to illustrate how remarkable it is that they've made it together this long, you came on to the really good show and just slowly brought it down from the inside over the couple of years.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So that ends up breaking up. You chase off Wheeze.
Yeah.
So then after that, you know, you got another guy you work with, you've known for a while, good
yes.
guy, good
yes.
friend of yours. You guys are in a long haul together. You ruined that too.
Yeah.
He left you.
Yeah.
So you're on your third partner here.
Yes.
In
yeah.
30 years.
How you feeling?
Your average. Well, I'm sorry. Hey, could you, I got to go out to my car real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you,
yeah.
Mr. Radio of Rochester,
yeah.
are averaging 10 years per co-host.
Yeah,
and they've been able to do
which is actually a pretty good run. It beats any of my marriages.
But you look at other, like, you know, duos that come to mind when you think about Rochester Radio. Tony and Dee would be another one.
Right.
If you're older.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded mean. I didn't mean it for that to come out there.
No, but I mean, they had a nice run, but
right?
I don't think they got 25 years.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. And, like, that's a name that if you're of a certain age, like, immediately springs memories.
Yeah.
And they didn't make it as long as Scott and Sandy. Chet and Beth would be another one from
yeah.
back in the day, right? They didn't make it 25 years. Like, they might be the longest running duo in the history of Rochester radio.
Yeah, they probably are.
Right?
Yeah. I can't think of anybody else.
There you go. Well, I mean, you're also not smart, so.
True.
But the reason I bring this up, outside of, you know, flowers to Scott and Sandy this morning, mm-hmm. is as part of the event over at Jiva, they did a really nice job, like, decorating the whole place. And they have this, like, giant, like, jumbotron in the lobby that's rolling pictures of, like, Scott and Sandy throughout
oh,
the year.
Cool slideshow.
Man, you should do that for a funeral. I'll remember you.
You're probably in a few of those.
No, he didn't take pictures.
No, not you. You.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Fat me.
You were on the show.
You were a moment in history.
You were an executive producer.
I was. I worked for 3.5 years with Scott and Sandy before I took this job.
Were you fat then?
I was very fat. Well, no. I was like medium.
You went in between.
You were medium.
I was medium.
Medium chubby.
Yeah, yeah. And then I started getting up to 300 by the time I got over here. Mm. Something about coming over here really put the pounds on me. But I'm looking on Facebook. And
like
they're
the
taking,
Jumbotron thing?
Yeah, they're taking pictures of the whole setup. And on Facebook, on the Jumbotron, there's a picture of Scotty. And I'm guessing it's from like 88. Because, like, you know, 25 years together is impressive.
Right.
Scotty's been on the air for almost 4 decades.
Yeah, so he started on CMF.
Yes, yes,
doing weekends.
If you, all those old homegrown record albums, if you find them at the record archive, there's pictures of Scott on some of those sleeves.
Yeah, his name's on the back.
You got
it.
But there's this picture of Scott. It's got to be from, like, maybe even earlier.
He's going to be a kid.
He's a kid, but he's got John Bon Jovi hair.
Oh.
Feathered
the
ass.
Hair
pretty
the,
much everybody in
times.
Radio did it that day. Yeah, it's the feathered mullet.
You got it. But it's a powerful hairline.
Oh, yeah.
That hair, dude, took 2.5 hours. You're not lying to anybody. And it got me thinking.
What's that?
Right? Because, you know, Scott and Sandy, but as we talk about Scott here, distinguished career.
Yeah.
Name brand here in Rochester. Very impressive. Wise in the radio game in ways that you will never be. But at one point, he was a good-looking young man.
Sure.
Right? And I want to know if guys get excited when they see those pictures of themselves younger on display, or if that makes you sad when you see those pictures of you younger on display.
Oh, okay.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And I'm not asking you. I'm asking your opinion, because, look, I'm at this point, too. I'm 38 now, right?
Yeah, but you're still a kid.
But sometimes, even though you were younger, maybe in more in shape, but don't you make fun of your fashion choices, though, at the time, too? Like, it's kind of like a give and take, because, yeah, like, that was you in your prime, but, like, also you'd never wear that or your hair like that again.
But I still think you look good, even though, because that wasn't a choice you made. That was just the style of the times.
I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
So I think with most men, I don't think it depresses them.
It's not depressing.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Just based on how men think.
Go on.
Because men still think they look good.
Like to this day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still got it.
True. Some of them maybe never gave up those jeans.
Or that hairstyle.
Yeah.
Or that mustache.
Yeah.
But like, it's easy to think I look good not having anything to compare it to, right? Like, you know, you're a slave to the moment.
Yeah.
But when you have to like stand next to that picture of you from 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Or like your wife goes, oh my God, look what I found. And she holds it up next to you. I mean, it is a reminder that you have some more wrinkles. Maybe you have a little more weight on. Your hairline is not what it used to be. Your face is just blah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like that. I'm torn on this.
I think most guys don't see it when they look in the mirror. They see that young guy still.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Is it different for women? Because like you're haggard now.
Jesus, that looks
like... No, I mean, we're not on a show, right?
I mean, I'm apparently kind of in the...
Oh, I'm harsh. I'm harsh.
I'm kind of in the camp right now of like, I make fun of like the stuff I wore in high school. You know what I mean? Like, you remember like how like
makeup?
Hollister... Shut up. How like Hollister...
I'm harsh. She told you to shut up. She just laughed.
They called you Haggard. I just made your...
Merle Haggard. Very talented. Very talented.
He was.
Like, you know how like you'd wear like 10 layers of shirts for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, I don't look back at those times like, wow, I was nailing it. You know, I don't know.
But we're talking more about your face, like how you actually look.
You're right, but I guess I just look young, sure, but I can't get past like the stuff that I'm wearing and the way I wore my hair. And
okay,
stuff.
So you don't even see your
like
face,
that
your
crunchy,
body. Okay,
that
but women can also
stuff that I put in my hair that like every girl wore their hair that way. I'm just like, oh, what a terrible look that was.
You don't even know how hard it was to make out with you guys. Like, you needed
yeah,
a hazmat suit.
There was no
suit.
Running fingers through that hair.
I'm just talking about the fumes I was breathing in.
But women can do things to maintain their looks, and they will. Guys don't.
I do think, women are better at adjusting.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Well, no, you say that...
Makeup, hairstyles, they can paint themselves up better than we do.
Well, no, there are things men can do.
We don't.
We just don't do it. Like, that excuse, look, 50 years ago, you're right. Your dad didn't have anything he could do to look
better.
No,
he didn't care.
Your mother had makeup, right? Yeah. But now, like, look, there are male skincare routines.
You can do that, but I don't think it... I mean, the vast majority of men probably don't do that.
Agreed. I'm not doing that either, right?
Right.
My wife's a dermatologist. I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
She keeps leaving product out for me to try. Yeah, okay. What are you trying to say?
Yeah, I mean, there are options now for men.
But I'm not going to do it.
No.
I do wonder how long it's going to take for that to be like a standard everyday thing. It's just a matter of time.
Oh, like where guys now just do that?
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, look,
but
man,
it's expensive.
It is. But
like, who's got the money to, like, even that Botox stuff is like a grand.
Oh, I'm not even talking Botox. Like, that's extreme.
What are you talking?
The base level stuff.
Yeah, like, for example.
Like scrub?
You're familiar with... Talk about scrub. Got some scrub.
Scrub your face.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exfoliating.
Thank you. Like, Kimmy, you know if you walk into, like, a Sephora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a whole section of, like, these creams.
Men care.
Yeah.
Men's.
But I figure that stuff doesn't really work. It's just, like, a joke.
I don't know.
It might help a little. I mean,
there's stuff my wife uses. She's...
But even think of, like, just, like, if you have a beard, like, maintaining your beard, things like that. Like using, maybe getting it trimmed up every now and then.
Wiping the yogurt out of it, maybe.
Sometimes it's just like a little polish. Nothing major, but like, you know, it's okay to like go to a barber every now and then.
Okay, that sounded condescending.
But you know, guys that wouldn't. I'm just gonna let my beard grow.
That's what I
grow and grow and grow.
Why? I don't sound like that at all.
But you maintain your beard.
Yes, I mean, you have
product for your beard.
Yes.
Yeah, don't you do his beard balm and all that crap?
Well, I've balm based, so I don't need to balm anymore.
You balm base?
Balm. Well, like you got to start in with the balm and work it
in. So
what's
that, like conditioner?
No, conditioner is conditioner. The balm, like, it's hard to explain. It's, if you're not a beard person, I don't want to do it.
So does it make it softer?
It does. It holds it together.
A nice soft beard. Got a nice soft beard.
Well, like, I don't want like stringy Amish
beard.
Well,
that's why that's men. Like those old good pioneer guys.
Yeah,
man.
I don't want to.
There's like dead animals and stuff in them beards.
There's dead animal in them beards.
Or like simple things like just, you know how like as guys get older, their eyebrows just get out of control?
Yeah.
Like trim your eyebrows a little bit. I'm not talking like waxing, just a little snip snip.
I'm afraid to trim my eyebrows.
So I have it done for me.
Yeah.
When I get my hair cut.
Yeah.
It takes 2 seconds, man. It does. No, it doesn't take that long. Yeah.
But it's funny how you start this conversation as we talk about, do you enjoy the old pictures of yourself on display? You know, Scott and Sandy, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary together as a pair today. They're at Jiva Theater broadcasting live, like big party for them.
Yeah.
And as part of it, there's this big jumbotron. And one of the pictures I saw on Facebook, it's Scotty from like 87, 88. He's got this John Bon Jovi feathered haircut. And he looks, you know, he looks great.
Yeah, he's a kid.
Yeah.
A
strong hairline. Jaw looks fantastic. Mm. Hair feathered to the heavens. Right? And that's awesome. Like, cool. But I don't know. Like, when I see pictures of myself from back in the day, part of me is like, oh, I was nailing it. And the other part of me is like, I don't look like that anymore. It's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
You just said something that I forgot when I was recently.
I have my eyebrows trimmed when I get my hair done.
Oh, okay. I remember now. Because I had brought up like their skincare routines and things like that. And you go, what guy does that? What a loser. And you go to a salon called Trends with a Z on the end of it.
You are Mr. Maintenance.
Uh-huh. And you
I try to maintain.
Yeah. And after all that work, you get that out of it.
Think how bad it would be if I didn't.
I worry right now.
About what?
Because I've noticed that with younger guys, and maybe they're doing this as a joke, maybe they actually like the look, but the mullet, I've seen more mullets than ever.
Coming
lately.
Back?
Yeah, yeah.
And I worry that encourages the older set to bring back their mullets.
Why? The worst haircut of all time.
I'm with you. Because I thought the mullet was ironic to begin with.
Right, like I kind of thought like guys were doing this as a joke, and I'm like, no, maybe
that's it. Because
like, I think my brother kind of has one
right
now.
Your brother's got a mullet? But he's in his 30s.
I know. Yeah. He's been rocking it, though. Again, I think it started out as a joke, and then he kind of decided that he liked it, and he stuck with it. So we'll see how long this goes.
No woman could like that haircut on a man.
No, it's not great.
Well, no, the American birth rate dropped from 88 to 93. Do you know that?
Based on the mullet?
Yeah, it was all mullet. They call it the mullet birth rate drop of 88 to 93. Very straightforward time.
Wow.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the break Facebook page. We're being sent pictures now. This comes in from Mark. Mark, I'm looking at a picture he sent me. It's him with no shirt on. Mark, for God's sakes.
Right.
I'm going to guess it's like 86, 87. He is standing next to a motorcycle.
Of course. Mark, everybody did back then.
Mark, you were well built, buddy. Congratulations.
And it's all gone, Mark.
And Mark writes, this picture makes me happy. It doesn't depress me. I don't look like this anymore, but when I see what I used to be, I smile and enjoy the time that I had.
Well, that's the way. That's probably the healthy way of looking at things.
Okay.
Like, at least you had it at one point.
Sure.
But I wouldn't see it that way.
No, I mean...
You know what I mean?
But Mark's right, right? Like
it's all washed away.
Life does have a cruel way of making you realize when it's too late that you were good looking at a point.
Yeah,
like
and you
didn't see it then.
Yes,
and you squandered it.
Yes, exactly. Like there are times where like I don't like this about myself, or
things
I wish I could lose a couple.
You before.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And then 15 years later, you look back at that picture and go, I wasn't fat, I wasn't ugly. Like I was actually pretty good looking compared to what I am now.
Like if you took a picture of you two right now and looked at it 35, 40 years later, you'll be surprised at how young you are right now.
Yeah.
You don't
feel
get
like
it
you're
now.
Getting older, but yeah.
But then oh my God, I was a kid. I look like a baby, and you don't see it right now because you're in your old fugly bodies right now.
Sure.
But you're not as fugly as you think.
Mm-hmm. Like, and
you're never as fugly as you feel.
Thank you.
And like, here's the other part. Like, to your point.
So fug on.
If you were to take a picture of you right now,
I'm 65.
No, let me. Can I finish?
Wait, 40 years from now.
No, 5 years from now at your funeral when we put it up on the screen.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Oh. I just wanted to kill you in my imagination.
So start taking nudes of yourself now so you can look back fondly.
You should.
It's not the worst idea.
Yeah.
You know, well, if you're of legal age, obviously.
Well, yes.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't need to, like, break room at 13 Wham. Unpopular radio show arrested for encouraging child pornography. Thanksgiving in like 2 weeks, or excuse me, Halloween in like 2 weeks,
yeah.
And then we are straight into Thanksgiving.
Yeah, then we're slammed into the holidays.
And Thanksgiving's a stressful holiday, one, because of family, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's hard to deal with. But if you are someone that is preparing food, it seems like it's an endless task,
yeah.
Especially if you're responsible for the bird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some information we get this week changes everything.
Nice.
Everything. And it's going to save you time. Most importantly, it could save you money.
That's good.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You ready for this?
What's that?
Butterball has just unveiled a new turkey that you don't have to defrost.
But it comes to you frozen.
It's a frozen turkey.
And then you just cook it frozen?
It can go straight from the freezer into the oven.
How does that work?
That saves you a day.
And why can't you do that then with a regular another frozen turkey?
Well, because I mean, it wouldn't cook evenly. I don't know what the technology is
Right, that's what I'm wondering. Like, how do they freeze this differently?
I tried to look it up. I couldn't figure it out.
Cryogenics, like they did with Ted Williams' head. They said you could cook his head right. You could throw his head right in the oven, and you would have a major leaguer for dinner tonight. Pair that up with a nice wine. Mwah.
So there are a couple of reasons why Butterball said they come up with this idea. One, a shockingly large amount of people don't know how long you have to thaw a turkey.
Because it can take forever.
So up to 3 days in the refrigerator.
Right.
That you need to thaw your turkey if you're going to be making
your turkey.
Which
my mother never did that. They just let it sit in Florida.
Mm.
Which comes to the second point.
Yes.
This keeps people from getting sick.
Yeah, the bacteria builds up.
Yes, not only on the turkey, but even if you take care of the turkey, okay, the raw turkey on the counter, people will then cook on the counter with the raw turkey there, and people end up getting sick.
You get the holiday squirts.
But the funniest part of this, the third reason they came up with this, and it might be the biggest reason,
what?
A surprising amount of Americans that don't want to touch a raw turkey.
It is. I mean, it does feel kind of weird.
One company rep said they were losing a bunch of money on raw turkey simply because folks were grossed out touching a slimy bird.
Well, think about it. Like, most of us don't cook a lot anymore, like my parents and like grandparents did.
Sure, yeah.
So that texture's got to feel weird now because you just don't work with food like that.
Yeah,
anymore.
Where like you're cooking a full part of an animal.
Like, you don't cook a whole chicken in your oven anymore.
But there's something about a turkey where it's the grossest of all the meats to the touch.
Yes, because there's so much goddamn skin.
Is that what it is?
It has to be. Think about that. That's the most skin you have in your house to eat.
That is the most skin you have in your house.
Well, think about it. What else that's covered in skin?
What else do you keep the skin on? Yeah.
I guess you're right.
That's raw like that. Yeah. It's a big-ass chicken.
But, like, I mean, I'll cook a chicken, no problem. Doesn't bother me.
Well, it's smaller,
too. But when's the last time you went and bought a whole chicken and cooked it in an oven?
Okay, you're talking about my wife, right? Like, I mean.
Yeah, but it's still rare. I mean, you guys are on the run.
You're right. But, like, I don't have a problem taking a chicken out because I used to do that all the time at Wegmans. I was the prepared chickens guy.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, no big deal. Still a
skill. Wait, you were president of the chicken?
I was chicken president.
Wow.
Yeah. They shot the chicken president down him. I have no problem cooking with ground beef, steak, sausages, all that stuff. But there is something about a turkey where I just get like the ick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hmm.
So here's the thing.
Right.
With this butterball turkey that they are unveiling that you do not have to defrost. You can go right from the freezer to the oven. It is a game changer.
You ain't kidding, man.
Like, it will affect how people handle Thanksgiving. Kimmy, can you Google and see if it's available this year? Because I have not gotten to take a look at that. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I wonder what the whack on it is, though.
Good question.
What's
but
it's got to be
Butterball.
Butterball.
Because turkeys are traditionally pretty goddamn cheap per pound.
Yeah.
They're like, what, 79 cents a pound or something like that?
Sure, yeah. But like even you could still save money even if it's a more expensive turkey because there are people based on the labor and potential screw ups that won't even deal with the turkey. They'll go out and buy it prepared.
Right.
And if you've bought a prepared turkey for Thanksgiving,
bend over.
Oh my God.
Two cavities are getting filled.
So you're going to save money that way if you do it this turkey, right?
Mm.
And then the folks who are insecure, you just brought up people don't cook that much anymore.
Mm.
Folks that are insecure about cooking turkey simply because they don't know how to do it. Bingo.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Right? Like,
it takes 3 days off your table.
Yes, you'll save days.
Yeah.
Save days.
Yeah.
There is only one thing you have to worry about with this freezer to oven turkey.
What's to worry?
Turkey snubs.
Oh, you don't
like
tell
it's
them.
Not going to taste as good kind of thing?
Well, I wouldn't tell them.
You're not going to say a word.
No, why would you?
Mm. Just serve it.
That seems like a common conversation, right? Like, where'd you get the turkey? Who made the turkey? How'd you prepare the turkey?
I feel like the conversation's more about how big the turkey is than where you got the turkey.
There's always someone at the house who asks, where'd you get the turkey? Was it a live turkey? Was it a fresh turkey? Was it a frozen turkey? Who made the turkey? You're not going to believe it. I got it at Aldi's. I know. It's a great turkey.
Yeah, I would light my ass off.
Like, Thanksgiving brings out the douchiest of food snobs.
Yeah, the food holes.
And it can go so many routes, right? Like the make-it-yourself turkey versus somebody else prepared it for you. The frozen turkey versus the fresh turkey. The
fried turkey.
Fried turkey versus the other turkey.
Those were huge for years.
They still are.
Yeah, until everybody burnt their garages down.
You got the argument of the farm-raised fresh turkey versus the store-bought fresh turkey. Do I have ham along with the turkey?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's got an opinion because we've all done Thanksgiving before and we all think we know.
Yeah.
There is a farm in Henrietta. I was shocked by this.
Turkey farm?
Yeah. So I had never seen this before. I think it's on Good Burlett Drive.
All right.
And we had driven by it a couple of days ago, dropping one of my daughter's friends off for hockey. And it's a bunch of turkeys running around.
Yeah.
There's a phone number. It says, you know, get your turkey for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I looked at my wife and I'm like, that might be fun. Like a fresh turkey from the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, I don't want to do it.
But why?
I don't know.
The thought of like seeing the turkey and then it's on your table dead.
Is that what it is? Maybe. Do you not know where the turkey comes from?
But do you go there and like pick your turkey out?
I just saw it driving by. I have no idea. That would make the most sense, right? Like it's a lobster in a tank.
Yeah, I mean, you want to check it out, right?
That one.
It's cute. You pet it and everything. You give it a name.
And then you chop its head off.
And then it's time to meet the executioner, boy.
Like, that sounds like a fun family thing, right? Not the meeting the turkey, but like, you know. Like,
I mean, your daughters may get disturbed because now you can put a face to the meal.
Okay. I don't know. It's a unique thing we've never tried before.
It is, but I don't know how your kids are going to process that.
I feel like I might just do it.
All right.
Like, I might just, like...
The whole family go down to the old turkey farm?
Oh, no, I mean, like, alone. I want to know what it tastes...
Well, you did it alone. That's perfect. You don't have to traumatize anybody.
But that's what I mean. I just wonder how my wife would react if I brought home the fresh-from-the-farm turkey.
But it sounds like you got to cook it quick.
I haven't thought that through.
Right?
Yeah, do you pick it up, like, day of? Or, like, a day before?
This is a plan that I've been working out in my head in the last 40
years. Like, I don't know how long a fresh turkey would last in your fridge.
Just pop in the fridge. It's fine. It's probably fine.
Or leave it out back.
252 WCMF Butterball announces this week they have developed a freezer to oven turkey. You do not have to defrost it. It's a game changer. Do we have information?
So I basically did the math for the average. It says an average of 12 pounds, those turkeys, and they range from like $250 to $3. So I did $275 for 12 pounds, which is about $33.
Okay, so $33 for a freezer to oven turkey.
Not bad.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Dan. Hey, Danny boy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Quick question. Okay, if you're going to get a frozen turkey, a lot of people, when they cook turkey, they stuff the turkey.
Yes.
How are you going to stuff a frozen turkey?
It's a great question, Dan.
You got to get a pickaxe. We were talking about that a couple weeks back.
Is Tommy going to set up a kiosk in the men's room?
No, probably not.
Nah, I mean, that wouldn't make sense. I mean, why would you stuff a turkey in the men's room?
Yeah, and by the way, we're not here in the, you know, the...
Men's room's closed.
Yeah, and there's not even like a counter to do it on.
Really,
it's just
it's
a bathroom.
Very unsanitary.
Dan. It doesn't make any sense. A
lot of bacteria.
Yeah. Good try, Dan.
I know. I'm trying.
Okay. Bye, Dan.
Stop trying, Dan.
Yeah, bye.
Boo, Dan. Boo, Dan sucks. It has been a hell of a first 6 weeks for your Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
You start the season in shocking fashion.
Crushing.
Best team in the league.
Yeah.
Then, in a matter of 2 weeks, calls from some fans for coaches' heads. And screams that the offense is broken.
By everybody.
Exactly. Yet, somehow, the Bills are in an amazing spot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because come Sunday, the Bills have a chance to cement themselves into a position we've all become accustomed to them living in.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Bills, Titans, 1 o'clock Sunday, live right here. Pre-game starts at like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
If you want to watch the game,
watch it.
You can do it with the biggest football fan I know.
Look at my party.
Tommy Mulay. He's going to be hanging out at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Fantastic food, delicious drinks, a man in shoes that don't fit the aesthetic of the environment.
What is it, my zips?
Yeah.
My zips.
My dingo zips.
Putting on my dingo zips, guys, for some football Sunday. Go hang out with Tommy Sunday, 1 o'clock at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Lai with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
The Bills are 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
They own a two-game lead in the AFC East.
They're riding high, buddy.
Even better, they just scored a wide receiver in Amari Cooper that is supposed to fix their offense. We'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, for Bills fans, the regular season has just become like a formality. All that matters now is getting into the playoffs and making a run.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets forged over the next 4 weeks.
Okay, this is it.
The Titans are bad.
Yeah.
They have one win, and it was a win against a Tua-less Dolphins team. As the Bills are getting healthier, it seems everybody practiced except for one player yesterday, and he was on vet rest. The Titans are going in the opposite direction. Okay. They have a ton of injuries.
Southern slide, we call it.
That's right. The Titans also kind of have a quarterback controversy.
Who is it?
So their quarterback is Will Levis.
Will Levis?
He's like
from Saturday Night Live?
Yes. Will Levis from Saturday Night Live. He's like Josh Allen if Josh Allen didn't have talent.
A talentless Josh.
Well, no, look, I love.
So he's a big kid.
I love watching Will Levis play, Kimmy, because you never know
what's
going to happen.
Well, it could also be one of those situations, too, where he just didn't end up in the right place.
Is
you
he
know
a
what
scrambler?
I mean? Like, maybe he. Because you could make that argument for a lot of those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
No, plays loose.
He plays loose. He's a scrambler. He's got a cannon of an arm. He does not care about the decision. He runs
his young
mouth.
Josh.
Yes, it's awesome. It's awesome to watch. It just, it never really works out for him in the end. What I'm getting at is.
Yeah, what's that?
This is a very winnable game for the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And as you look down the schedule, the next month is more of the same.
It's a downhill run.
After this week, you travel to play the 3-3 Seahawks. Then you got the Dolphins coming back to Buffalo. Then you go to Indianapolis and take on a 500 Colts team before you get the Chiefs in Orchard Park. This Bills team has a great chance to get to 8-2 by the time you are facing off against Patrick Mahomes. And here's the thing. Despite all that we've seen in the last 3 weeks that had Bills fans like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
If they do that, the Bills will be in a better spot record-wise than they've been in, like, the last 4 years.
At this point in the season.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be their best record at that point, right?
It always felt like they were playing catch-up, like, halfway through the season. Like, they got to make up for those early losses.
Exactly.
When was the last time they were 8-2?
So they were 4-0 in 2020. And I think
that
they
was the big year.
Yeah, that was the year they went to the AFC Championship game. And I think they may have been 8-2 that year.
All right.
But, they dropped opening. You get what I'm saying.
I know.
Okay. So now, obviously, nothing in the NFL is guaranteed.
That's so true.
And it's not out of the question that they drop a game over the next four. I mean, that's what they say, Tommy. That's why they play the games. However, if you can pull this off, you are in such good shape headed into the biggest game of the season with the Chiefs coming.
So you're saying they're in control of their own destiny.
Well, they would be at 8-2.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, well, look, they're in control of their own destiny right now with a 2-game lead in the AFC.
Yeah, that helps.
Kimmy, you know what the Bills never give themselves?
What?
Like you just said.
A cushion.
Room to breathe.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's that goes for games and like the season as a whole. Like you're never comfortable as a Bills fan.
Ever.
Ever.
Like the last couple of years, there has been this frantic race to the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
The last 7 or 8 games.
We're going to pull it together. You're always playing out like every possible scenario for the Bills to get to the playoffs, right? Like even if it looks like they're going to make it there, there's always that possibility that like something, you know, goes wrong and they don't, you know, that things aren't in their favor. Mm-hmm. And but to your point now, right now, I don't know, like I feel uncomfortable being this comfortable.
But you know, what's funny is like, to your point, the last couple of years, the season has been awesome because in those last 7 or 8 games, they pull it together.
Yeah.
They'll come together at the right time.
Yes, they'll go on a run. And despite the fact that you have like these injuries happening all over the place, they're winning 7 straight, 6 of 7, and they make the playoffs as, you know, the winner of the AFC East, and they have a high seed. You also have to wonder what that has done to the Bills' performance in the playoffs the last couple of years, right? Like having to scramble to even get to the spot you need to be. Because like if you're able to get to 10 wins by the middle of December, and every game over the last 8 doesn't feel like a playoff game. Is that better for this team come January?
Because they're locked in?
Yeah, because
that's where you want to be.
But that happened in 2020. Well, there's two schools of thought, Tommy.
What was that?
There's a school of thought, A, what you're saying is you have breathing room and you can relax and you're not playing playoff football and you're tense every week. There's another school of thought that when you have to win every game, you are sharp for the rest of the season.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know if that's happened with the Bills the last
couple. You may also, in this is a unique circumstance, too, where you could get, like, you know, a guy like Matt Milano back. You could be looking at an improved roster at that point, you know, if everything goes to plan.
Along those lines.
Yeah.
As we talk about this Bills-Titans game, 1 o'clock Sunday live right here on CMF, the next 4 games set up well for the Bills to be in a really good spot when Kansas City comes to town. It does kind of feel like right now, the Bills are doing the whole season backwards. You start super healthy. In the last month, you like what we've seen before. They've started super healthy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the last month of the season, they lose five key pieces.
Like season-ending injuries.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you're starting guys that most fans have never heard of against the best teams in the league. But this year, you lost Milano in training camp. Taron Johnson, opening day, he goes down. Mm-hmm. Khalil Shakir has missed a game. So has James Cook. Ed Oliver, he's missed multiple. But the last few weeks, they're making it back.
Yeah.
Everybody but Milano, it looks like he's going to play on Sunday. So maybe the football gods are evening things out. Knock on wood.
Here we go.
Key pieces, they'll be ready, right?
Come on.
Look, we are getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it.
No, you wouldn't jinx it.
We have to see if coming off an emotional win on Monday night on a short week is something the Bills can handle. We have to see what this offense looks like over the next 3 to 4 weeks as Amari Cooper, the new wide receiver, gets up to speed. We have to see how things shake out across the rest of the AFC. I mean, do the Ravens hit a rough patch? Can you beat Kansas City in the regular season again? Give yourself a chance at the first overall seed. All of these are in play.
Oh,
you play in the daylight as opposed to nighttime?
Can you play in the daylight?
All right, it's a transition.
Is it a 4:25 game?
Which one?
No, this weekend's 1 o'clock.
Oh, right. Well, if I'm not mistaken.
Sunlight, what's that?
The Bills are undefeated in sunlight this year.
That's a weird stat.
Well, because they played that Texans game in a dome.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, well.
The only sunlight game they've played was
home game?
Opening day.
Oh.
Right? Because it was.
Oh, yeah, they've had primetime games. Yeah.
Primetime, and then the other 1 o'clock game was Houston. So the Bills are undefeated in the sun.
Oh, in the sun.
In the sun, they are undefeated this season in the NFL. You know, I don't know. I have this weird comfort with this season being so different than the last four. Like, we've seen the same thing over and over and over again with this Bills team since 2020. And this year they did things different multiple ways, right? Mm-hmm. Like they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. Maybe this pays off.
All right. This is all positive stuff, good stuff.
Oh, you want that?
It also feels like Josh is more confident than ever, and I don't know if that's a combo of Steph Diggs not being here anymore, so maybe he stepped up his role as like, you know, taking charge. I mean, he hasn't had that same turnover issue so far like he had last season.
Yes, he has to throw an interception.
He's got an adult girlfriend that helps.
Okay, I hate guys.
It helps, man.
No.
Having a woman that's established instead of like some high school sweetheart that's too clingy.
I cannot let that slide.
I think that clears his mind.
No, man, because like, I hate when
she knows how to work a man.
But they do this with every player, right?
No, but like
Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, they go win a Super Bowl.
You don't think women get in a man's head?
I mean, I guess a bad relationship can. I don't know.
I would argue the worse your relationship, the better you're going to play on the field because that's your escape from that person for 3 hours a week.
Yeah, but maybe everything's settled down and cool that you can concentrate on the game.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Bro,
she's doing her own thing. He can concentrate. You know, that other chick was probably on top of him 24/7.
Haley Steinfeld goes
My God, she was dragging him to furniture stores in Rochester to look at like end tables.
You don't think
he didn't have time for
got
that
the
crap?
Furniture in the split.
This chick is established.
Haley Steinfeld drags him to multiple cities across the country.
Yeah, he's like on red carpets and stuff.
Yeah, but that's like off-season crap.
Oh, my God. No, it's not.
He's doing on-season red carpet.
On-season. On-season, on-carpet.
McDermott ain't playing that crap. You know I'm right, man.
No, I don't know you're right.
You get established trim with her own thing going on. It takes a lot off the plate.
I've seen far more paparazzi pics since he started dating Haley Steinfeld, the actress. For those who don't know, she's an actress.
Yeah.
Him jerking around off season. He's playing golf. He's having fun.
Okay. But now everybody's serious. He doesn't have his girlfriend.
Yes.
Shut.
Everybody's had a clingy girlfriend that drives you nuts.
Haley Steinfeld and Josh Allen just adopted a dog together last
week. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
No, that's the opposite of what you're saying. This isn't something like, hey, honey.
Having a dog isn't a game changer.
Oh, having a dog.
Having a child.
That means you're basically living together.
Buddy of mine says, don't even start with dogs and children. It's a completely different ballgame.
I agree with that, man. He's a smart, handsome man. That being said, in your 20s, you think it matters. So it matters. Old man wave.
Wait till you see.
Wait till I see what?
Wait till you see, but then I'm right.
What? You say you're right now based on what you see. Stupid. Look, it all starts on Sunday with a team you should beat. Here is my one caveat. We brought up Will Levis, the quarterback for the Titans.
Yeah.
We talked about how he's like less talented Josh Allen, right? That makes me very nervous.
But he could get loose.
Didn't the Titans sit him?
No, he got hurt. He's back. So, every once in a while, You see a team that has a couple of talented pieces that won't come together, just all of a sudden have like a perfect game.
All right.
And the example of this happened a couple of times in 2019, or Josh's rookie year.
Yeah.
Where Josh was not close to being an NFL quarterback ready. Mm-hmm. You did not have the pieces on that team, defensive or offensive, to do anything. But for some reason,
because talent takes over.
Well, like, Josh didn't care. He didn't know what he didn't know.
Right. Yeah.
And he would just all of a sudden go out and play out of his mind. I'll give you a game example. Do you remember Josh's rookie year? The Bills had yet to win a game. The Minnesota Vikings had yet to lose a game.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills went to Minnesota, and they were double-digit dogs. And that was the first time we watched Josh hurdle a man.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that video?
I remember him hurdling a man.
Okay. The Bills beat the Bills beat the Vikings that day because for whatever reason, he didn't care, mm-hmm. and it all came up roses.
Total and off script.
Yes.
All right.
And that scares me about a team like
this. Well, did you see his quote this week, too?
Whose?
Will Levis's.
No.
My confidence is high, and I won't lose it.
That scares me.
Won't lose it.
All his right. confidence.
Yeah. All
right. Yeah. I'm going to make a weird
But doesn't video. Every athlete say that, like, wait, quarterback. Oh, I don't want to go there.
Go watch the
kid. But to his point, like, he's playing with nothing to lose at this point.
Okay.
You know.
But you need a team around you to help you.
They have some talented pieces, okay. right? Like Calvin Ridley, the guy that was suspended, the wide receiver for gambling. You remember that guy a couple years ago?
No.
Yes.
He's on that roster, okay. that Titans roster. So, I mean, and their defense is good, although they got some injuries right now.
Right.
Like, it's this is not the wide gap game that you think it is, especially with the Bills coming off of that emotional win, only 6 days to prepare compared to Tennessee 7. I'm going to say something, and you can use this for your picks if you want to.
Okay.
I never predict games on this show, but I'm going to predict it right now.
All right.
The Bills will either blow out the Titans or they will lose a close game, and there will be nothing in between.
Okay.
The Bills will not win a close game. The Bills will not get blown out. They will either win by 20 or they will lose by 2.
All right.
And that scares me.
Yes. That is a little frightening.
Because again, like, you have this, like, okay, you can, like, let your breath go. You got past the rough part of your early schedule. Here we go.
A lot of primetime games, a lot of stress. Right? Now they're locked in, baby.
Okay, I hope so. I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't get beat.
Big things coming.
Don't get beat by Timu Josh Allen.
I've
That's all
baked
I'm saying.
The cake.
Shut up. It has been a hell of a first 6 weeks for your Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
You start the season in shocking fashion.
They crushing.
Best team in the league.
Yeah.
Then in a matter of 2 weeks, calls from some fans for coaches' heads and screams that the offense is broken.
By everybody.
Exactly. Yet, somehow, the Bills are in an amazing spot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because come Sunday, the Bills have a chance to cement themselves into a position we've all become accustomed to them living in.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Bills, Titans, 1 o'clock Sunday, live right here. Pre-game starts at like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
If you want to watch the game,
watch it.
You can do it with the biggest football fan I know.
Look at my party.
Tommy Mulay is going to be hanging out at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Li. Fantastic food, delicious drinks, a man in shoes that don't fit the aesthetic of the environment.
What, my zips?
Yeah.
My zips.
My dingo zips.
Putting on my dingo zips, guys, for some football Sunday. Go hang out with Tommy Sunday, 1 o'clock at the Bill Grace Taproom in Chi-Li with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
The Bills are 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
They own a two-game lead in the AFC East.
They're riding high, buddy.
Even better, they just scored a wide receiver in Amari Cooper that is supposed to fix their offense. We'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, for Bills fans, the regular season has just become like a formality. All that matters now is getting into the playoffs and making a run.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets forged over the next 4 weeks.
Okay, this is it.
The Titans are bad.
Yeah.
They have one win, and it was a win against a Tua-less Dolphins team. As the Bills are getting healthier, it seems everybody practiced except for one player yesterday, and he was on vet rest. The Titans are going in the opposite direction.
Okay.
They have a ton of injuries.
Southern slide, we call it.
That's right. The Titans also kind of have a quarterback controversy.
Who is it?
So their quarterback is Will Levis.
Will Levis?
He's like
from Saturday Night Live?
Yes. Will Levis from Saturday Night Live. He's like Josh Allen if Josh Allen didn't have talent.
A talentless Josh.
Well, no, look, I love.
So he's a big kid.
I love watching Will Levis play Kimmy because you never know what's going to happen.
Well, it could also be one of those situations, too, where he just didn't end up in the right place.
Is
you
he
know
a scrambler?
What I mean? Like maybe he, because you could make that argument for a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
No, plays loose.
He plays loose. He's a scrambler. He's got a cannon of an arm. He does not care about the decision. He runs
his young
mouth.
Josh.
Yes, it's awesome. It's awesome to watch. It's just, it never really works out for him in the end. What I'm getting at is.
Yeah, what's that?
This is a very winnable game for the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And as you look down the schedule, the next month is more of the same.
It's a downhill run.
After this week, you travel to play the 3-3 Seahawks. Then you got the Dolphins coming back to Buffalo. Then you go to Indianapolis and take on a 500 Colts team before you get the Chiefs in Orchard Park. This Bills team has a great chance to get to 8-2 by the time you are facing off against Patrick Mahomes. And here's the thing. Despite all that we've seen in the last 3 weeks that had Bills fans like, oh.
Yeah.
If they do that, the Bills will be in a better spot record-wise than they've been in, like, the last 4 years.
At this point in the season.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it would have to be their best record at that point, right?
It always felt like they were playing catch-up, like, halfway through the season. Like, they got to make up for those early losses.
Exactly.
When was the last time they were 8-2?
So they were 4-0 in 2020. And I think
that
they
was the big year.
Yeah, that was the year they went to the AFC Championship game. And I think they may have been 8-2 that year.
Right.
But, like, they dropped opening. You get what I'm saying.
I know.
Okay. So now, obviously, nothing in the NFL is guaranteed.
That's so true.
And it's not out of the question that they drop a game over the next four. I mean, that's what they say, Tommy. That's why they play the games. However, if you can pull this off, you are in such good shape headed into the biggest game of the season with the Chiefs coming.
So you're saying they're in control of their own destiny.
Well, they would be at 8-2.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, well, look, they're in control of their own destiny right now with a 2-game lead in the AFC.
Yeah, that helps.
Kimmy, you know what the Bills never give themselves?
What?
Like you just said.
A cushion.
Room to breathe.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's that goes for games and like the season as a whole. Like you're never comfortable as a Bills fan.
Ever.
Ever.
Like the last couple of years, there has been this frantic race to the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
The last 7 or 8 games.
We're going to pull it together. You always have to say, you're always playing out like every possible scenario for the Bills to get to the playoffs, right? Like even if it looks like they're going to make it there, there's always that possibility that like something, you know, goes wrong and they don't, you know, that things aren't in their favor. Mm-hmm. And but to your point now, right now, I don't know, like I feel uncomfortable being this comfortable.
But you know what's funny is like, to your point, the last couple of years, the season has been awesome because in those last 7 or 8 games, they pull it together.
Yeah.
They'll
come
go,
together at the right time.
Yes, they'll go on a run. And despite the fact that you have like these injuries happening all over the place, they're winning 7 straight, 6 of 7, and they make the playoffs as, you know, the winner of the AFC East, and they have a high seed. You also have to wonder what that has done to the Bills' performance in the playoffs the last couple of years, right? Like having to scramble to even get to the spot you need to be. Because like if you're able to get to 10 wins by the middle of December, and every game over the last 8 doesn't feel like a playoff game. Is that better for this team come January?
Because they kind of, they're locked in?
Yeah, because
well, that's where you want to be.
But that happened in 2020. Well, there's two schools of thought, Tommy.
What's that?
There's a school of thought, A, what you're saying is you have breathing room and you can relax and you're not playing playoff football in your tents every week. There's another school of thought that when you have to win every game, you are sharp for the rest of the season.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know if that's happened with the Bills last
couple. You may also, in this is a unique circumstance, too, where you could get, like, you know, a guy like Matt Milano back. You could be looking at an improved roster at that point, you know, if everything goes to plan.
Along those lines.
Yeah.
As we talk about this Bills-Titans game, 1 o'clock Sunday live right here on CMF, the next 4 games set up well for the Bills to be in a really good spot when Kansas City comes to town. It does kind of feel like right now, the Bills are doing the whole season backwards. You start super healthy, and in the last month, you like what we've seen before. They've started super healthy.
Mm-hmm.
In the last month of the season, they lose 5 key pieces.
Like season-ending injuries.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you're starting guys that most fans have never heard of against the best teams in the league. But this year, you lost Milano in training camp. Taron Johnson, opening day, he goes down. Khalil Shakir has missed a game. So has James Cook, Ed Oliver. He's missed multiple. But the last few weeks, they're making it back.
Yeah.
Everybody but Milano, it looks like he's going to play on Sunday. So maybe the football gods are evening things out. Knock on wood.
Here we go.
Key pieces, they'll be ready, right?
Come on.
Look, we are getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it.
No, you wouldn't jinx it.
We have to see if coming off an emotional win on Monday night on a short week is something the Bills can handle. We have to see what this offense looks like over the next 3 to 4 weeks as Amari Cooper, the new wide receiver, gets up to speed. We have to see how things shake out across the rest of the AFC. I mean, do the Texans, do the Ravens hit a rough patch? Can you beat Kansas City in the regular season again? Give yourself a chance at the first overall seed. All of these are in play.
Oh,
can
boy.
You play in the daylight as opposed to nighttime?
Can you play in the daylight?
All right, so it's a transition.
Is it a 4:25 game?
Which one?
No, this weekend's 1 o'clock.
Oh, right. Well, if I'm not mistaken.
Sunlight, what's that?
The Bills are undefeated in sunlight this year.
That's a weird stat.
Well, because they played that Texans game in a dome.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, well.
The only sunlight game they've played was opening day.
Oh.
Right? Because it was.
Oh, yeah, they've had primetime games. Yeah.
Primetime, and then the other 1 o'clock game was Houston. So the Bills are undefeated in the sun.
Oh, in the sun.
In the sun, they are undefeated this season in the NFL. You know, I don't know. I have this weird comfort with this season being so different than the last four. Like, we've seen the same thing over and over and over again with this Bills team since 2020. And this year they did things different multiple ways, right? Mm-hmm. Like they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. Maybe this pays off.
All right. This is all positive stuff, good stuff.
Oh, you want that?
It also feels like Josh is more confident than ever, and I don't know if that's a combo of Steph Diggs not being here anymore, so maybe he stepped up his role as like, you know, taking charge. I mean, he hasn't had that same turnover issue so far like he had last season.
Yes, he has to throw an interception.
He's got an adult girlfriend that helps.
Okay, I hate guys.
It helps, man.
No.
Having a woman that's established instead of like some high school sweetheart that's too clingy.
She does her own thing. I cannot let that slide.
I think that clears his mind.
No, man, because like, I hate when they
she knows how to work a man.
So they do this with every player, right?
No, but like
Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, they go win a Super Bowl.
You don't think women get in a man's head?
I mean, I guess a bad relationship can. I don't know.
I would argue the worse your relationship, the better you're going to play on the field because that's your escape from that person for 3 hours a week.
Yeah, but maybe everything's settled down and cool. That you can concentrate on the game.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Bro,
she's doing her own thing. He can concentrate. You know, that other chick was probably on top of him 24/7.
Haley Steinfeld goes
my
to
God, she was dragging him to furniture stores in Rochester to look at like end tables.
You don't think
he didn't have time
if
she
for got
that
the crap? In the split.
This chick is established.
Haley Steinfeld drags him to multiple cities across the country.
Yeah, he's like on red carpets and stuff.
Yeah, but that's like off season.
Oh my God, no, it's not. No, it's not.
He's doing on season red carpet.
On season.
McDermott ain't playing that crap. You know I'm right, man.
No, I don't know you're right.
You get established trim with her own thing going on. It takes a lot off the plate.
I've seen far more paparazzi pics since he started dating Haley Steinfeld, the actress. For those who don't know, she's an actress.
Yeah.
Him jerking around off season. He's playing golf. He's having fun.
Okay. But now everybody's serious. He doesn't have his girlfriend.
Yes.
Shut.
Everybody's had a clingy girlfriend that drives you nuts.
Haley Steinfeld and Josh Allen just adopted a dog together
last
week.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
No, that's the opposite of what you're saying. This isn't something like, hey, honey.
Having a dog isn't a game changer.
Oh, having a dog.
Having a child.
That means you're basically living together.
But a buddy of mine says, don't even start with dogs and children. It's a completely different ballgame.
I agree with that, man. He's a smart, handsome man. That being said, in your 20s, you think it matters. So it matters. Old man wave.
Wait till you see.
Wait till I see what?
Wait till you see, but then I'm right.
What? You say you're right now based on what you see. Stupid. Look, it all starts on Sunday with a team you should beat. Here is my one caveat. We brought up Will Levis, the quarterback for the Titans.
Yeah.
We talked about how he's like less talented Josh Allen, right? That makes me very nervous.
But he could get loose.
Didn't the Titans sit him?
No, he got hurt. He's back. Every once in a while, you see a team that has a couple of talented pieces that won't come together just all of a sudden have like a perfect game.
All right.
And the example of this happened a couple of times in 2019, or Josh's rookie year.
Yeah.
Where Josh was not close to being an NFL quarterback ready. Mm-hmm. You did not have the pieces on that team, defensive or offensive, to do anything. But for some reason,
talent takes over.
Well, like Josh didn't care. He didn't know what he didn't know.
Right. Yeah.
And he would just all of a sudden go out and play out of his mind. I'll give you a game example. Do you remember Josh's rookie year? The Bills had yet to win a game. The Minnesota Vikings had yet to lose a game.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills went to Minnesota and they were double-digit dogs. And that was the first time we watched Josh hurdle a man.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that video?
I remember him hurdling a man.
Okay. The Bills beat the Bills beat the Vikings that day because for whatever reason, he didn't care, mm-hmm. and it all came up roses.
A little and off script.
Yes.
All right.
And that scares me about a team like
this. Well, did you see his quote this week, too?
Who's?
Will Levis's.
No.
My confidence is high, and I won't lose it.
That scares me.
Won't lose it.
All his right. confidence.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I'm going to make a weird
But doesn't every athlete say that? Like, what quarterback way off? I don't want to go there.
Go watch the kid.
But to his point, like, he's playing with nothing to lose at this point.
Okay.
You know.
But you need a team around you to help you.
They have some talented pieces, okay. right? Like Calvin Ridley, the guy that was suspended, the wide receiver for gambling. You remember that guy a couple years ago?
No.
Yes.
He's on that roster, okay. that Titans roster. So, I mean, and their defense is good, although they got some injuries right now.
Right.
Like, it's this is not the wide gap game that you think it is, especially with the Bills coming off of that emotional win, only 6 days to prepare compared to Tennessee 7. I'm going to say something, and you can use this for your picks if you want to.
Okay.
I never predict games on this show, but I'm going to predict it right now.
All right.
The Bills will either blow out the Titans or they will lose a close game, and there will be nothing in between.
Okay.
The Bills will not win a close game. The Bills will not get blown out. They will either win by 20
okay.
or they will lose by 2.
All right.
And that scares me.
Yes. That is a little frightening.
Because again, like you have this, like, okay, you can like let your breath go. You got past the rough part of your early schedule. Here we go.
About a primetime game, a lot of stress. Right? Now they're locked in, baby.
Okay, I hope so. I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't get beat.
Big things coming.
Don't get beat by Timu Josh Allen. That's all I'm saying.
The cake.
Shut up.